Chapter 5. The lobby at the Brook Ridge Retirement Community Center was comfortably furnished with overstuffed sofas and several tables and chairs. On most days, Nans could usually be found here socializing with other residents. Lexi was accustomed to just popping in to visit without the need to call first. Lexi surveyed the lobby for her grandmother. Her eyes scanned past two men playing chess at a table near the window to a trio of elderly women parked on the sofa watching a talk show on TV, finally coming to rest on Nans and three older women sitting at a round table, their hands moving excitedly as they talked. Nans looked up, spotting her in the doorway, a huge smile appearing on her face. Lexi. Despite her current problems, Lexi couldn't help but smile at the sight of her perky 5-foot-1 grandmother leaping up from the table and rushing over to greet her. Hi, Nans. The older woman enveloped Lexi in a big hug, causing a comforting warmth to soothe Lexi's troubled heart. I didn't know you were coming today, dear, Nans said. I would have made some tea, Lexi interrupted. Oh, no worries, Nans. I was in the neighborhood and, well, I have a little problem I'd like to talk to you about. Nan's eyes grew large. Oh, well, then come over here, dear. She took Lexi's hand, leading her to a secluded area of the lobby, which had two large wing-backed chairs set at an angle facing each other. Nans plopped down in one, motioning for Lexi to sit in the other. Nans leaned forward in her chair. Now, tell me, what is the problem? Why are you winking? It's just a nervous eye twitch, Nans. It's been happening for a while now, just when I get nervous or tired. Oh, well, try putting some cucumber slices on them. That should help, Nans said. Was that the problem you wanted to talk to me about? No, Nans. This is something much more serious. Lexi told Nans about Kevin, how he had been poisoned, allegedly, with her cupcake tops, and how her bakery had been shut down until the police could investigate. Nans patted her knee. Now, dear, don't you worry. This sounds like a perfect case for the Ladies Detective Club. I'm sure we can have it solved for you in no time. The Ladies Detective Club? Lexi felt her forehead wrinkle. What's that? Oh, it's a little club the ladies and I have put together. Nans nodded over at the women around the table where she had been sitting when Lexi arrived. We've become quite good at solving murders and mysteries. You solve murders? Lexi said, feeling her eyes grow wide. Yes, dear. Well, not officially. We do it behind the scenes, so to speak. We follow the coverage of the crimes, put the clues together, and figure out who the perpetrator is. Nans beamed with obvious pride. I had no idea. Well, we ladies have to have something to occupy our time with, Nans said with a conspiratorial wink. Come on over. I'll introduce you to the girls. Nans led Lexi over to the table. Ladies, this is my granddaughter, Lexi. Lexi, this is Ida, Helen, and Ruth. Nans pointed to each lady, who nodded their heads in turn. Nans pulled a chair over from a neighboring table, pointing at it for Lexi to sit. Nans sat on her own seat. Getting straight to the point, she said, Lexi has a murder for us to solve. Ida, Ruth, and Helen's faces perked up. Oh, do tell, Ida said, excitement gleaming in her eyes. Lexi recounted the story, with Nans interjecting every so often to give her opinion. When she was done, the women all expressed their dismay at her situation. Well, I think we can help find who did this. Don't you agree? Nans asked the other three ladies. Three grayish-blue heads nodded in unison. Great. Nans clapped her hands together. The first thing is to get on the internet and Google Kevin. See if we can find out what he was up to, which might have gotten him murdered, Nans said. Lexi stared at her. You use the internet?
Of course we do, silly. We use these.
Nance bent over, rummaging in her giant old lady purse, which she seemed to always have with her. She pulled out a shiny new iPad, causing Lexi's eyes to widen in astonishment. As if on cue, Ida, Ruth, and Helen all bent down, fishing in their giant old lady purses, each pulling out their own iPad.
You see, Nance said, we follow the case online and on TV. We can find out all the clues and solve the crime without even leaving the complex. Of course, we can leave if we need to do some field work, because Ruth still drives, so we can go in her car.
Lexi felt her mouth fall open, her mind conjuring up images of four old ladies in trench coats descending on the streets of Brook Ridge, interrogating witnesses and hunting for clues.
Oh, and we have an in with the police department, Nan said out of the corner of her mouth. My old neighbor, Jack Perillo, is a detective there. You might want to look him up. His backyard abuts the backyard of my house. Well, your house now.
He could help you get cleared. Nan shot Lexi a sly look.
Oh, we've met, Lexi said with a sigh. He's in charge of the murder case, actually. Such a nice young man.
Nan's let her words trail off, a faraway look in her eye. Lexi didn't want to delve into the thoughts Nance might be having, so she brought everyone's attention back to the problem at hand.
So what do you ladies suggest I do? I can't sit around waiting for the police to handle this. I need my bakery open right away.
Ida spoke up next.
You need to go to the wake, of course. The murderer always shows up at the wake.
The other ladies nodded in unison.
Yes, that should be your first step. Look for anyone suspicious. Talk to everyone who knew Kevin. You need to look for the people who had means, motive, and opportunity,
Nance advised.
Means, motive, and opportunity?
Lexi wondered when Nance had become so proficient in police jargon. Apparently, living next to a police detective had its effect on one's vocabulary. Sitting back in her seat, Nance looked Lexi in the eye, her lips set in a serious line.
Lexi, I think your bakery being closed is the least of your worries. It looks to me like someone is trying to frame you for Kevin's murder.
Lexi snorted out a short laugh.
Nance, I think you've been watching too much TV. Why would someone want to frame me for murdering Kevin?